Shall we pray?
Father, we give you glory and honor, worship and praise, thanking you for what you have manifested to us through the cross of Jesus Christ, Father. What we have within us is a living witness in blood, water and spirit, a growing expression of the true and faithful witness, the Amen, the beginning of the creation of God. And as this witness that you have given us unveils in us, we are being manifested as a new creation. We are being unveiled, O God, as a people of promise. We are being unveiled, O God, as a people called to function in the fullness of Christ Jesus that you have given to us through his sacrifice. So enable us to look and understand and receive and realize all that stands in the testimony of Jesus. Because the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit that unveils, O God, the fulfillment of the scriptures, Father. That in the testimony of Jesus, all of the scriptures can be explained into us and explained through us, Father, through the life that you have given us. It is a creative reality that you have given us, O God, so that we will unveil as sons of the living God, so that we will unveil in the stature of him who must fill all in all, Father. First within us and amongst us, and then through us, O God, into all creation, Father. So this is our destiny, O God, to unveil this true and faithful witness. It is our destiny, O God, to express in this true and faithful witness the realities of all that you have given us in Christ Jesus. So bless the church in this reality, O God. Bless the church in this witness, the church across the world, the church in the heavenly places, both Jew and Gentile, unveiling us in this witness as in one new man, Father. That we will be united in this witness of blood, water, and spirit to unveil, O God, as a living temple dedicated to the glory of your majesty, Father. The unveiling of the new Jerusalem, Father. The unveiling, O God, of the bride of the Lamb. So we ask you to work into us this witness so that all that you have written in your word will begin to be made manifest, Father. For it is, O God, your purpose, O God, to unveil a people who belong to you. A people who will truly love you, Father, with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And this witness within us is designed to realize, O God, the reality of loving you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. So bless us, Father. Bless us in righteousness and holiness of the truth. Bless us, O God, by building this witness within us by the Holy Spirit. Because in this witness, we will be fully alive to the Holy Spirit, Father. We will be fully alive, O God, to all that the Holy Spirit will manifest in us in Christ Jesus. So bless the church, O God, in this reality, that all of our callings, all of our giftings will be unveiled through this witness. We ask you to enable it. We ask you to empower it. We ask you to energize it, Father, in the resurrection of the Lamb. We pray this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are talking about the true and faithful witness, unveiled in blood, water, and spirit. This is module 7, part 2. And this module is called Describing the Inward Witness. Describing the Inward Witness. And we want to understand this witness because this is the witness by which the fulfillment of the scriptures will be manifested to us. You remember Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 14 and 15. Let's turn to that. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 14 and 15. And this is very important for us because here God tells us what the word of God really means in functional terms. And he's telling us, he's giving this reality of the word to us as a commandment. So if we read from verse 11, he's saying this: "For this commandment which I command you today is not too difficult for you, nor is it out of reach. It is not in heaven that you should say, 'Who will go up to heaven for us to get it for us and make us hear it, that we may observe it?' Nor is it beyond the sea that you should say, 'Who will cross the sea for us to get it for us and make us hear it, that we may observe it?'" Listen to what he is saying here. He's saying about, is talking about hearing the word of God and observing the word of God. So the hearing and the observing of the word of God in verse 14 is described as the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may observe it. So God is telling us something very important, that the word of God is meant to unveil as a witness. The word of God is by definition meant to manifest as a witness in your mouth and in your heart. And this witness is meant to be the reality of the word in you. That when God talks about bringing the word of God into you, He wants you to understand that that word must be something that is alive to you in your mouth and in your heart. And that witness. So you see, at the center of everything that God wants to bring forth in you and me is this reality of the witness, the inward witness. And in order to give us this witness, Jesus went on the cross. And so this witness, as we have read from 1 John chapter 5, verse 8, this witness is in blood, water, and spirit. And so you see, the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, is a reality that is very, very personal to each and every one of us. We did the Levitical sacrifices, we went through the sacrifices, and we realized that the entire sacrifice is meant to be manifested within us. In the sin offering, God deals with our unintentional sin. He deals with our nature. So God is telling you that in this witness, God is going to unveil this witness in a nature that is in conformance to Christ Jesus. He's going to change your nature. He's going to make you a partaker of the divine nature. The divine nature is given to you through a sacrifice manifested on the cross. And that divine nature will transform you, change you, enable you to become the person that God wants you to become. That divine nature is communicated to you through the Rhema word. That Rhema word that is in the spirit and life of Jesus. That Rhema word comes to you with the nature of the Lord Jesus Christ. So when you look at the testimony of Jesus, everything that Jesus did, everything that Jesus expressed in His being, all of that is available to you as a communicated reality. That's why the Bible says His fullness is to fill all in all. That's why the Bible says that you and I have received that fullness of Jesus Christ, grace upon grace. And that grace and truth that is in Christ Jesus is meant to become a realization within us. And in that realization, God will bring forth each one of us as a new creation. So this true and faithful witness, the beginning of the creation of God, is personal to you. And God wants you to understand that. So you have a calling, you have giftings, you will have more giftings. Your calling is going to be developed into a manifested wonder in God. All that is going to unveil through your witness. So what is your job as a Christian? Your job as a Christian is to realize this witness. To ask God to develop this witness by the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. To make this witness come alive in you. So that you can live and express the fullness of Jesus Christ from your being. And the fullness of Jesus Christ that you express from your being is the salvation that you have actualized from God. So you see, the salvation of God is personified in Jesus Christ. And the salvation of God that is personified in Jesus Christ is communicated to you in the testimony of Jesus. And the testimony of Jesus is open to you in a living witness. And that living witness becomes the very heart of your being. That living witness becomes the very core of your being. That living witness unveils you as a new creation. And in that new creation, your salvation will be described. Your salvation will be manifested. Your character and your nature will be transformed. Are you listening? Praise the Lord. Now at the heart of this whole process is that as God brings this witness within you, that this witness is the witness of Jesus, the witness of what God gave you in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. this witness that is a living manifestation of resurrection power, the surpassing greatness of His power towards you who believe in Him. Ephesians 1:19. The surpassing greatness of His power that comes to you in the revelation of Jesus Christ in your heart. Remember Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 to 19. That the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ may give to you and me a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that the eyes of our heart will be enlightened, so that we will know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of His power towards us who believe in Him. Through the revelation of Jesus Christ, God wants to give you an inheritance in the saints. He wants to give you a witness that has at the surpassing greatness of His power. That as Jesus is revealed to you in this witness that is described in blood, water, and spirit, there will come alive in you the surpassing greatness of His power towards you who believe in Him. Listen to the words of the scripture, towards you who believe in Him. It is your right, it is your responsibility to receive and realize that fullness of Jesus Christ. So when you look at the Word of God, you must understand that God is going to take that entire Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. All of the dimensions of that Word that are personal to the human race. And He's going to explain it to you in Jesus Christ. He's going to explain it to you in the spirit and life of Jesus. He's going to explain it to you in the faith and love of Jesus. He's going to manifest it in the character and nature of Jesus, in the thoughts of the Lord Jesus Christ, and He's going to build it into your being so that you will unveil in the image, character, and nature of the Lord Jesus Christ as a brand new creation, so that you will be a living expression of the fullness of Jesus Christ that you have realized from God your Father by the Holy Spirit. Are you listening, brethren? It is all centered on what God has given you in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is all centered on what God is going to develop in you by the Holy Spirit. It's all centered on this mystery of Christ that is going to be unveiled peculiarly through you. You are free to choose. You're free to respond to God. And so you must understand that the Word of God that is going to be manifested in your mouth and in your heart, that Word of God is a living expression of Christ Jesus. It is not just a principle. It is a principle realized in the faith and love of Jesus. It is a principle realized in the spirit and life of Jesus. It is a principle realized through the character and nature of Jesus. It is a principle realized through the thoughts of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a principle realized in the mind of Christ. It is the principle realized from His heart and His lifestyle. It is a principle that Jesus lived in His life that becomes alive inside of you. So that principle, so many principles in the Bible, has to be developed in the Lord Jesus Christ. You sow and you reap. If you sow all things in the seed of Christ, if you sow all things in the name of Jesus, you will reap all things in the excellence of Jesus Christ. You will be the head and not the tail. If you are willing to understand that Jesus Christ must be head in your heart, then you will be in the stature of the Lord Jesus alive in you, the head and not the tail. If you are going to be above and not beneath, as the Bible wants you to be, then if you make Jesus Christ the Lord who stands above all things in your life, then as He rises in your life, He will make you above and not beneath. And so you must learn how to understand the entire scripture through the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you look at the Bible as a book, you need to understand that God first talked about the Bible, talked about the law, talked about the prophets, talked about a people that He raised, and he showed us very clearly through their lives that something had to be done in order to make all of His promises alive to them. He gave them the promises, they could not receive the promises. It is not that God didn't want to bless them. It was not that God didn't want to make them the head. It is not that God didn't want to make them the standard bearers of all truth. But they could not move into it. So in the New Testament, God manifests His Messiah. Why does He manifest His Messiah? So that through His Messiah, He would enable all those things that man could not do. And in this true and faithful witness unveiled in you in blood, water, and spirit, all that God has enabled in Christ Jesus is meant to be built into you, meant to be developed inside of you, meant to be brought alive inside of you, meant to be given expression to through your life, so that you will realize the fullness of Jesus Christ and live Him in everything that you become. That's the task that is for the church, to unveil Jesus Christ so that He can be seen through each one of us. It is not about you and I becoming better persons by trying our best. It is about us receiving Jesus. And as we receive Jesus, we will become better people, because everything in Jesus Christ is excellent. Everything in Jesus Christ is an expression of perfect goodness. Everything in Jesus Christ will manifest in the right character and nature. So if you are a stubborn person, then God is asking you to receive the humility of the heart of Jesus, so that you will break the yoke of stubbornness over your life. If you are a selfish person, then God is asking you to realize the generosity of the heart of Jesus, so that you will break the yoke of selfishness in your life. If you are a lustful person, God wants you to realize the love of Jesus that will break the yoke of lust in your life. Are you listening, brethren? If you are an intelligent person who thinks that you know everything, then God is telling you, if you want to know what I know, then receive the mind of Christ. And let the mind of Christ break that intellectual hogwash that governs your life. And receive from me the mind that will see what I have in my heart. So everything in Jesus Christ is what God is trying to bring into you as a living witness. So we are not talking here theology. We are talking here reality. We are talking a witness that is alive in your mouth and in your heart. And you can function in this reality all the time. You can function in this reality according to what God has called you to become, according to what God has given you in the Lord Jesus Christ, according to what God has given you in the Word of God. And all this is immensely practical to you. It is personal to you. You are invited to receive. You are invited to grow in this. And the Holy Spirit has been given to you and me, so that the Holy Spirit will lead us into realizing the fullness of Jesus Christ. So this is what it's about. So if God has given you a calling, it is not just going out and trying to do something. It's going out and trying to do something in the witness that God has given you in Christ Jesus. It is discovering the witness that will enable you to become a servant of God, that enable you to become a son unto God, enable you to become a vessel of the Lord, enable you to become a priest of the Lord. So that's what God wants you to receive and realize. All of us here speak in tongues. Now the reason why we speak in tongues is so that we can energize by the Holy Spirit what God has given us in Christ Jesus. So that we can energize what is in the Word of God in the name of Jesus by the Holy Spirit. So that in the Spirit and life of Jesus, God can make what He has given you in Jesus Christ alive inside of you. So that you don't just pray in tongues in a vacuum. You pray in tongues with the intention of realizing the life of Jesus, realizing the character of Jesus, realizing the thoughts of the Lord Jesus Christ, realizing the desires of His heart, realizing the mind of Christ, realizing the nature of Jesus Christ, realizing the intimacy that He has with the Father, realizing the power that has been invested in Him by the Father's will, realizing the power to obey God from Him. You see, everything has been manifested in Christ Jesus. Everything that you can possibly need for all eternity has been unveiled in Jesus Christ. And God is saying, do you want my son? Do you want my son, the beloved? so that you can become my beloved, so that I can raise you into the mount of the Lord, so that you can become my chosen vessel. And all this is my creative work. So listen to Revelation 3:14, the Amen, the true and faithful witness. That's how Jesus announces himself. The Amen of God. He is the Amen of God. Anything in Jesus Christ is yes and amen for you. If you are willing to seek the Lord Jesus Christ, everything that you seek in the name of Jesus is yes and amen. It is already given. All you have to do is realize it. And we must understand this process of realization takes time. It takes time because there is a witness of your flesh that stands in the way. There's a witness of your stubbornness. There's a witness of your pridefulness. There's a witness of your self-centered ways, your selfish ways, your lustful ways, your greedy ways, your stubborn ways, your arrogant ways. That witness of the flesh is what stands as a barrier. And so you must in the realization of what God has given you in Christ Jesus, you have to battle this witness that is in the flesh. That's the challenge. That's the challenge, because unless that witness is broken, your will never be free to choose the things of God. Right? Yes, we know what is right in God. The problem is wanting it. Yes, we can say, I know that that is right, but that when it comes to the practice of it, we can't do it. I know, right, that I must forgive those who have injured me. I must forgive those who have afflicted me. Right? The problem is, I know that I should overcome it, but the overcoming is not easy. The overcoming is not easy because there is a part of you, the fleshly part of you, that does not want to forgive. There's a fleshly part of you that refuses to rise above the situation and say, I release that person. Right? So you need to energize from the Lord Jesus Christ the nature that will enable you to be set free from that curse of anger. Why does Jesus say, love your enemies? Simply because he's saying, you can only overcome your enemies if you love them. So we are living in a world where so many people are turning against the church. And the Christian church is posed with the challenge. How are you going to overcome all that? The Christian church has to receive and realize from Jesus Christ the love that will overcome the world. The love that will overcome all the hatred and darkness that is in the world. You must understand by now that we don't have any answers in ourselves. The answers have to be received and realized from Jesus Christ. So in every aspect of your life, maybe you have a difficult husband, maybe you have a difficult wife, right? But in the process of putting your marriage together, God wants you to receive and realize the nature of Jesus Christ, so that your marriage will be built in His nature. And can a marriage work in spite of both partners in the marriage being stubborn heads? Yes. Through the humility of Jesus Christ, yes, you can make a marriage. You can make a very successful marriage. Can you overcome wrong things that are manifesting in somebody's life, in your family? Sure you can. The key is to discover what Jesus can bring into you. The key is to go to God and ask Him and keep searching and seeking out what He has for you in Christ Jesus. Are you listening? And God wants you to do that so that it becomes a lifestyle. So that in that lifestyle, Jesus becomes alive in you. So that you learn how to live in Him, you learn how to live through Him, you learn how to live by Him, and then you will learn to live for Him. And everything you realize in Christ Jesus is salvation. Salvation is personified in Jesus Christ. That's what the cross is telling us. That salvation is personified entirely in Jesus Christ. So if you want to be set free, to become the instrument that God wants you to become, the vessel that God wants you to become, the answer is you have to receive and realize the fullness of Jesus Christ. If you're asking me, what does the scripture point to? The scripture is pointing to the fact that the fullness of Jesus Christ must fill all in all. There's nothing else that scripture is telling you. That Jesus Christ is going to fill all in all. Everything in the universe, whether it's in the heavens or whether it's on the earth, whether it's beneath the earth, everything is going to be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. That's what the Bible is telling us. And so we must understand that this witness that God is building inside of us is the crucial reality that we are asked to unveil. We came alive to this witness when we were born again. Unfortunately, we have not developed that witness. We have developed a religious practice. We have developed an intellectual ideal in our understanding of the Word of God. But right from the start, under the law, God said, "My law, my word to you is a commandment that is to be manifested in a witness in your mouth and in your heart." And to think that Jesus Christ actually went to the cross to enable this process to come forth. So when God says He's going to teach you the Word of God, when God says He's going to unveil the Word of God to you, when God says He's going to perform the Word of God to you, all that involves the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Because the sacrifice of Jesus Christ is the key to the unveiling of resurrection power. And in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, God manifested a testimony. In that testimony, He put the resurrection power. He defined that resurrection power as the surpassing greatness of His power towards you who believe in Him. And He wants you to realize that resurrection power through the faith and love of Jesus that is there for you, through the spirit and life of Jesus that is there for you, through the character and nature of the Lord Jesus Christ that is there for you. Jesus went to the cross entirely for you and me personally. Entirely. He didn't go to the cross for Himself. He went for you and me. So the scripture is telling you, right from the Levitical sacrifices, right, that the sacrifice of Jesus Christ is entirely personal to you. That the sacrifice of Jesus Christ transforms your nature. It sets you free from guilt. You remember the guilt offering? You can only be set free from guilt if you receive a measure of grace. Right? You remember that? So if you're going to break through the shackles of guilt, break through the shackles of condemnation, the answer is grace. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 14. So what is grace? Grace is the faith and love of Jesus for you. Amen? So in the faith and love of Jesus, grace will function. My grace is sufficient for you, Jesus told Paul the apostle. Now why did he say, tell him that? Because he's telling him that in the faith and love of Jesus, that grace will enable him to overcome all things. But the key was Jesus. The key was the love and faith of Jesus. Because the love and faith of Jesus Christ is a perfect faith, it's a perfect love, it cannot fail. It is impossible for the faith and love of Jesus Christ to fail. But you have to want it. You have to decide that you want to realize it. So when you pray in tongues, you have access to all of these things. You have access to all of these things. You don't have to understand it, you just have to know that it's been given to you because the Word of God says so. And all you can do is, and you can, what you can ask God is to energize that, right? I try and spend some time every day asking God to energize into me the character and nature of Jesus, to energize within me the life and spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ, to energize within me the thoughts of the Lord Jesus Christ, to energize within me, right, the intents and desires of Jesus' heart, to energize inside of me, right, His obedience to the Father. Everything in Jesus is given to me. So when you look at the Word of God and you see the promises of God, you must instinctively understand that you have to understand that promise in and by and through the Lord Jesus Christ. So God is watching over His Word to perform it. But God can only perform His Word through the faith and love of Jesus. Hello. Because the faith and love of Jesus is incorruptible. Correct? Amen? So when you were born again, God sowed into you the living and abiding Word of God. How does that living and abiding Word of God come to you? Through the faith and love of Jesus. Through the testimony of Jesus. It is because of the testimony of Jesus that that Word is living and abiding. And that living and abiding Word is planted as a seed inside of you. And God says, do you want to make it a tree of life? Do you want that root to grow as the root of David? Do you want that seed to manifest you as the offspring of David? Do you want to unveil the key of David in your heart so that you can be an inheritor of all the blessings that God has for you? See, God is holding nothing back from any one of us. Of His fullness we have all received, grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, and grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. Nothing is being held back for you, from you. But do you want Jesus or not? So many people want to do their own thing. They just want the principle. They just want the anointing. They just want the gifting. But it is not about the anointing. It is not about the gifting. It is not about the principle. It is about Jesus. Because only in Jesus will that principle actually stand and make sense to you. Only in Jesus will that anointing remain and be unpolluted. Only in Jesus will that gifting be utilized the way God wants it to be utilized. So when God talks about building this witness within us, it is meant to unveil us as a new creation. So you immediately understand that Jesus went to the cross so that you and I could receive His sacrifice and become what God wants us to be, an entirely brand new creation. The problem facing all of us deep in our hearts is that there is a part of us that doesn't want to be manifested in the image and fullness of Jesus Christ. There is a part of us that still wants to continue in our own stubborn, self-centered, greedy, lustful, whatever, ways. And so that witness of the flesh, you have to choose to put it to death. How is that witness of the flesh going to be put to death? God gives you the picture in Romans chapter 6 verse 3. That you are to be baptized into Christ and into His death. You are to be immersed into Christ. What does that mean? You are to be immersed into His Spirit. Why? Because the Spirit of Christ is the Spirit of prophecy. But to be immersed into Christ, you have to realize the testimony of Jesus. You must understand that everything that God gives you is going to open to you in the testimony of Jesus. You have to understand the Word of God, which is what the water represents when you are baptized. You have to understand that water of the Word as being manifested to you in the Spirit and life of Jesus. You must understand that. So you are baptized into Christ Jesus and into His death. Why into His death? Because He chose to die for you. He chose to express the faith that you don't have in yourself. He chose to express the love that you don't have in yourself. So it's saying you must be immersed into His faith and His love. You must be immersed so that you can unveil this witness inside of you. And so when you rise up from the water, what does it represent? It means you're rising up in a new reality. And that reality God wants to build inside of you. So that you can live, move, and have your being in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you will do all things through Christ who strengthens you. It is the heart of the Father to see that you do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And to make sure you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, God has sent the Holy Spirit to indwell you. So listen to the Word of God. It's wonderful what God has given us. It is awesome what God has given us. It is priceless what God has given us. But we have to keep on choosing to set our hope on the Lord Jesus Christ. Brethren, whenever you find it difficult to face something, turn to God. Ask God for the fullness of Jesus Christ. Ask God to bring it forth by the Holy Spirit and energize the reality by praying in tongues. And do not give up. If you have to chase something for a year, do it. And you will see God manifest the change. Some changes will be instantaneous. Amen. Are you with me? The other day yesterday morning, I was feeling terrible, right? And I just didn't want to do what I was supposed to be doing. And so I just prayed and I asked God to enable me to do what I should do. And after about half an hour, 45 minutes, I just went into what I had to do. And there were no longer qualms about feeling depressed and feeling down and all that. It just was broken. That whole spirit of darkness was just broken. Are you with me? You see, in that simple example, you have learned how to do something by Christ Jesus. And that's what God wants you to realize. He wants you to learn how to do everything in your life through Jesus Christ. He wants you to be able to submit to your difficult boss through the spirit and life of Jesus. Can you do it? Yes, you can. Should you do it? Yes, you should. Why? Because in that process, God will manifest the character of the servant of the living God. Through that process, He will humble you. And why is humility so important? Because humility is the characteristic that God seeks. Humility is the characteristic that will always keep you before God. Humility is the characteristic that will keep you in right standing with God. So Jesus Christ had humility. Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. Verse 5. Have this attitude in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus, who although He existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied Himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, He humbled Himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore also God highly exalted Him, and bestowed on Him the name which is above every name. Are you listening? Why did Jesus come and humble Himself? Because all of us need to humble ourselves. Because without humility, salvation will not work. Without humility, we will never obey God. Without humility, we will never see ourselves in the right context with God. So Jesus came and He humbled Himself. And can you see what the Bible is saying? Although He existed as God, although He had the right to be God, He had the right to have anything in any way that He wanted it. Yet it says He chose to empty Himself. So you see, when God asks us to humble ourselves before difficult bosses, before difficult situations and circumstances in our life, why is He telling that? Because that spirit of our rebellion, that spirit of our pride and our arrogance and our stubbornness has to be broken. It is a curse. It is a curse because it will never allow you to be blessed. Even if you are blessed, it will never allow you to keep the blessing. And therefore that stubbornness has to go. That pride has to go. You can't have your own way. But when God does something with you, He also brings forth something far better. And what He brings forth in us is the power to be able to stand in a stature of what He has provided you with. Brethren, God is your provider. God wants you to understand that as an absolute reality. And if you can see God as your provider in every situation and circumstance of your life, you have a skill that is unmatched. Hello. Each one of us is challenged to realize God's provision. And everything that is in God's provision is based on this witness that God wants to give you. This witness that God wants to develop inside of you. So as you live your life every day, God wants you to understand that whether you are in the secular world or whether you are in ministry, God wants you to learn how to live through Jesus Christ. God wants you to learn how to live and walk by the Spirit. God wants you to learn how to do all things through Christ who strengthens you. God wants you to learn how to live through this witness that He has given you. He's not bothered about how many times you will fail doing that. What He is telling you is that if you keep pursuing it, I will perfect it. You will make your mistakes. Because sometimes we are by nature one big mistake, isn't it? So we will make the mistakes. God has got no problem about you making mistakes. What He is concerned about is, what are you focused on? Are you willing to focus on the Lord Jesus Christ? So you're getting married. How about building that marriage in Jesus Christ? I guarantee you it will work. Such a marriage will surely work. So don't just get married. Make the marriage work. Make it work through Christ Jesus. So you have a business. Make the business work in Jesus' name. Ask Him for the favor. Ask Him for the strength, so that you don't make open business doors by giving a bribe. Right? You discover the surpassing greatness of His power towards you who believe in Him. Amen? And as you walk into the different situations of your life, and there are so many different situations in your life, God is trying to build you so that you will have a witness that will overcome the world and manifest the glory of God. That you will overcome the world and manifest the glory of God. And the glory of God is manifested to you in the risen Christ. So you see, rising in this witness and functioning in this witness is everything that is Christian life. Everything. Because this witness is the actual fullness of Jesus Christ that you have received. If you look at 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 19, he says that the prophetic word is meant to become the morning star in your heart. So you must realize that this witness that God is talking about is meant to manifest even as the sun in its glory. So when you look at John 17 verse 22, where Jesus said, "Father, the glory that you have given me, I have given to them." That glory is meant to manifest in this witness. This witness is about the glory of Jesus Christ given to you. Manifested in you in His name. Amen? So is in this witness stands entirely for the Lord Jesus Christ. It stands entirely in the Lord Jesus Christ. It stands entirely by the Lord Jesus Christ. And this witness is meant to realize the glory of His rising. Praise the Lord. So you begin to see that you are actually fearfully and wonderfully made. This is not just some airy-fairy psalmist in a moment of emotion writing that he is fearfully and wonderfully made. The whole scripture is written so that you will discover the fact that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. So that you will appreciate the fact that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. That you will appreciate the fact that you are a creature of destiny. That you are a creature of great potential. But for you to receive and realize all of this potential in God, this witness God has to build inside of you, this true and faithful witness given to you in blood, water and spirit, is the only means by which you can be a Christian in God's way. So Paul preached his theology, but the apostle John came out with the ultimate revelation. That everything that is in the Word of God must ultimately be manifested to you in an intimacy of the witness. In this witness you will realize that God is your God. In this witness you will realize that you stand before Him all the time. In this witness you are online to God. In this witness you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. In this witness you can live, move and have your being in and by and through God. Praise the Lord. So open your heart for the awesomeness of God's provision. Amen. So let's go to Philippians chapter 2 verse 5 and let's read that passage right down the line and see what God tells us. Have this attitude in yourselves which was also in Christ Jesus. Now we understand that this attitude is the attitude that you carry in your witness. Alright? So this is the attitude that you must have in your witness. And this witness is in Christ Jesus by the Spirit alive inside of you. So have this attitude in yourselves which was also in Christ Jesus, who although He existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped. So you have this wonderful witness that God is building inside of you. But don't use this witness carnally. So So what did Jesus do? He emptied himself, verse 7 says, taking the form of a bondservant. So this witness within you is the witness that must be built in the reality of you becoming a bondservant. What is a bondservant? Someone who trusts God 100%. Someone who trusts God 100% so that he can surrender all his rights to God and say, Lord, you do what you want to do. Enable me to obey you. Enable me to obey you. Enable me to do all that you think I should be doing. Are you listening? Praise the Lord. Do you realize that God will enable all that through resurrection power? The enabling to become a bondservant comes from Jesus Christ. It doesn't come from you, because you will never do it. So don't kid yourself, you can become a bondservant in your own strength. Won't work. You have to receive and realize it in the spirit and life of Jesus. You have to receive and realize it in the heart and thoughts of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have to receive it and realize it in his character, in his nature. Listening? All right, makes sense? How do you energize his character and nature? You ask God for the word and energize the word by the Spirit. Here it is. The word that says that you can humble yourself as a bondservant. Jesus did it. I receive it from Jesus. God, the Holy Spirit, perfects what I receive in Jesus. And lo, hey presto, I come out as a new creation in Christ Jesus. Hello? Didn't he say so? The true and faithful witness, the beginning of the creation of God. So how can you become a perfect Christian? Very simple. God creates you in Christ Jesus. Now, is that very hard? The hard part is you wanting it. The hard part is you dying to your flesh. Right? But even that God will do. Right? Provided you want it. Provided you're willing to stay the course and allow God to do it. Amen? Praise the Lord. So much to receive from the Lord. Never teach the word of God legalistically. Teach the word of God by grace. And by grace, all things are possible in the Bible. The perfection that God demands is possible because of grace. Why is it possible because of grace? Because grace is enabled to you in the faith and love of Jesus. In the faith of Jesus, you can walk on water. In the love of Jesus, you can do anything. Am I right? That's why God sent his Son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him will be saved. Not may be saved, not can be saved, not positionally be saved, be actually be saved, guys. Be actually saved means unveiled in a brand new creation. Having a witness that lives by Jesus all the time by the Holy Spirit in the Father's will, continually, a new creation. Praise the Lord. So let's look at Philippians again. Philippians chapter 2. Emptied himself, verse 7, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men. Why was he made in the likeness of men? For you and for me. Because we are men. And Jesus was made in the likeness of men so that he would become the perfect man. He would become the blueprint of the man you and I need to be. Or the woman you need to be. That's why Galatians says there is no longer male nor female. Because in Christ Jesus there is only one blueprint. Hello, there is no male blueprint and female blueprint. Correct? Hello. There is no longer Jewish blueprint and Gentile blueprint. There is only one blueprint. The fullness of Jesus Christ. Isn't that wonderful? So, and being found in appearance, verse 8, as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. You are called to die to yourself. How are you going to die to yourself? By receiving Jesus. Otherwise, you cannot die to yourself. Haven't you realized that yet? But everywhere where Jesus has been brought alive inside of you, you have actually changed. You have actually died to that creepy part of you in that area of your life. Correct? All of us have realized that. Hello. What was the secret? In those areas of our life, some measure of Jesus was manifested. Hey, presto, we changed, guys. It took some time. It took a little bit of molding. It took a little bit of stretching because we are a stubborn people. Right? Sometimes it takes a lot to get something into our heads. Pretty thick heads we've got. Huh? Leather-bound hearts. So God has got to penetrate all that. Right? Right? Instead of skin, sometimes we go hide. Right? So God's got to penetrate all that junk. Right? And it takes him some time because he has to work it in your free will. Right? But he does. And he succeeds. Thank God, God cannot fail. Hello. That's why David cried out in Psalm 54 verse 1, "Save me, O God, by thy name, vindicate me by thy power." Because I am finished with all that I can do. I have done everything that I was supposed to do in the right way, and I've done it all the wrong way. Because I just murdered somebody. I just committed adultery. So can you please save me? Right? That's why he wrote that psalm. My enemies have surrounded me. Right? So listen to the word of God. There are some wonderful things in the word of God, but we have to see the word of God through grace. You have to see and understand the word of God through the cross. Hello? Jesus went to the cross. You are required to die to yourself. Right? By nailing yourself to the cross. But we always see the physical picture. We don't realize that being nailed to the cross is being immersed into his death. Realizing his faith and his love. Praise the Lord. All things are possible through Christ who strengthens us. All things, guys. All things. All things means all things. Verse 8, "And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore also God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name." So you realize that what God is telling you is receive the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name, and God will also honor you. God will also give you everything that he can possibly give you because of the name of Jesus. But do you realize in order to have the name of Jesus resident within you in your witness, you must die to self. You must die to your fleshly nature. Amen? And that's what God is taking us through. Some of us don't like that. Hello. But it has to go. Brethren, if it doesn't go now, it's going to take place in the next millennium. But you can be sure God has to work out all that stubbornness and that lust and that anger and all that. It's not going to disappear magically because we brought all that inside of us in our own free will. And we have in our own free will got to dismiss all that stuff. And you can only dismiss all that stuff if you see Jesus. So you remember that passage in in Revelation chapter 1, verse 17, "And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as a dead man." That's the key. That's the only way you can die to yourself. So this whole witness is built on seeing Jesus. And as this witness that sees Jesus is manifested in you, you will be amazed at how you can change. Alright? Praise the Lord. Verse 10, "That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." So you have a witness, and the purpose of that witness is to confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The only way you can glorify God the Father, hallow the Father, is by confessing the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that confession is a living witness inside of you. So the word of God is in your mouth. You confess with your mouth. It's in your heart. And between your mouth and your heart, there is a living witness. Amen. And that's your functional witness. You're going to do ministry in that witness. You're going to grow in that witness. You're going to relate through that witness. You're going to discover a brand new creation through that witness. And you will unveil as a new person through that witness. Praise the Lord. So verse 12 then says, "So then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling." Fear means the fear of the Lord. Trembling means to tremble at God's word. All that will become part and parcel of your witness inside of you, guys. To delight in the fear of the Lord is proclaimed in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 3. To tremble at the word of God is proclaimed in Isaiah chapter 66, verse 2. Praise the Lord. "For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure." Praise the Lord. Listen to those words. "For it is God who is at work" where? "In you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure." Ultimately, you are created to bring pleasure to the Father's heart. Praise the Lord. "Do all things without grumbling or disputing, that you may prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent, children of God, above reproach in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you appear as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life." So where is the word of life? In your mouth and in your heart, within you. Praise the Lord. So we have opened something of the witness. So from now on, we will be talking about building this witness, right? In fact, right from the start of this program, we have been talking about building this witness, right? So you see that becoming a servant of God is the same as becoming a son unto God, becoming a priest unto God. It's the whole humongous process in which God is creating you. So you see, everything in the Bible is immensely practical, immensely personal to you, intensely personal to you. God is watching over His word to perform it. Make sure you don't miss out Him performing His word in you. For God is at work in you. Praise the Lord. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you that you have given us so much in the Lord Jesus Christ. And everything that you have given us in Christ Jesus, He sacrificed. He manifested to us through a sacrifice. A sacrifice in which He was able to manifest a perfect faith and a perfect love, a perfect character and a perfect nature. Manifest perfect thoughts before you, Father. And so, Father, in the righteousness of our Lord and our Savior, we are saved. In the faith and love of Jesus Christ, all things are possible for us, Lord. And we want to bless you and thank you for the Holy Spirit who is in us and with us, O God, enabling us to receive and realize all that you have given us in Christ Jesus. How blessed we are, Father. And everything that we have in Christ Jesus becomes part and parcel of the witness that is within us. It is a witness in blood, water, and spirit. Jesus died so that we will indeed, Jesus suffered so that we will indeed receive and realize this witness. How blessed we are, Father. And so we give you glory and honor. We give you, O God, our gratitude, Father. And with thanksgiving, we bow before you. Hallowed be thy name, Father. May you always be glorified in this witness being built in us. We pray this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.